They heard them speak with tongues just like they did. Now watch what happened. The circumcision would believe and was astonished. As many as what came with Peter, because that on who? The Gentile also was poured out who? The gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Didn't say a thing in the world, about magnifying the devil. Now people say you speak in tongues, that's of the devil. But right here it said magnify God. Which one are you gonna believe? What they say or what the word said? Or which one are you gonna believe? Are you gonna let them intimidate you with their unbelief? Or are you gonna be bold to stand up and say, when I talk in tongues, I magnify my God? Come on now. When I talk in tongues, I'm helping somebody. Yeah. When I talk in tongues, power is leaving from me. When I talk in tongues, rivers of living water is flowing out of me. Or you going to cower down and say, well, you know, I'm going to keep it quiet so you don't get offended. You get your little offended self on out of my way because I'm going to talk in tongues. I'm not trying to be ugly, but I'm just telling you my position. And I'm telling you my stand. And I won't take down for nobody. So why? Because God has proved himself to me. And I don't treat this lightly. I know what he's done for me. I know what he's doing for me. I know who's keeping me. And the person that talking against it, you never done nothing for me. Now you want to make me back away from the God that's keeping me. You better get back. Hallelujah. I don't have to be ugly, but I'm going to show be bold. I say hello. Because I know. Had it not been for him, had I not met him, I wouldn't be here today. The life I'm now living, it is his life that he's living through me. And that's why he must have control of Jimmy Jones. Jimmy Jones has to yield and do what he said. Because it's his life he gave me. I didn't have a life. Do you understand me? I didn't have a life, but he gave me life. And he has the right to tell me how to live his life. Hallelujah. And I don't have to answer to nobody but him. And his love, his faith, his grace will always direct me in the right direction. I haven't always taken it, but he have always done it. And he will always do it. Did y'all hear me? So these people got filled, and when they heard the word, they spoke with tongues and magnified God. Then Peter answered Peter, can any man forbid water? What do you think the answer would be? That these should not be baptized, that have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. What happened? Keep going. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they that he would tarry a certain day. In other words, they didn't want Peter to leave. I mean, when you come on the scene and you bring God on the scene like this, And that's this is the reason why this church, this local assembly, we dressing up. Because God is coming on the scene like he's never been on the scene. You hear me? Hallelujah. And anything that's not God, we dumping it. We taking it to the dump. We trashing it, getting rid of it. We refuse to waste our time on wasted stuff. Stuff that had no value, no truth in it, no good in it. We are taking it to the dump. Holy Ghost know how to clean it up. So people who need Jesus can get him. People who need deliverance can get delivered. People who need joy can get joy. People who need the Holy Ghost can get filled. Hallelujah. People who need a house can get a house. People who need a job can get a job. People who need their body healed, they can get. If this gospel is not true, and I'm just up here wasting my time, hallelujah. If this is not the truth, I'm going to do you a favor and myself and God. I'm going to get out of your way. Hello? I say hello? And my heart and desire is to know him more and more every day. Even though I think I know him, I still think I don't know him. You understand what I mean? I want to know him more. Because I know there's so much more out there. There's so much I hadn't grasped yet. There's a power that we hadn't plugged into yet. That's another dimension of the power of God that nobody, no devil, no disease can even touch it. But he's trying to get you to run scared, throwing a little stinking Kobe up at you. You don't need to be in those, you don't need to be running with that crowd. You better get over in the bunch that have faith in God. Because all this stuff is coming. But he said, be of good cheer. It's been conquered. So what if you get dealt a blow? You recover and keep on going. They threw Peter in jail. They beat Paul. They put 39 lashes on his back. He was beaten with rods. Paul kept right on going. Come on. He was stoned and left for dead. He rose up and kept preaching. You can't stop God. These apostles were beaten. They left the place, got beaten by these officials, and they left the place rejoicing. There have been some of us, well, I ain't going to say it. There's some of us we have been rejoicing too. I'm on this. Hallelujah. We have been rejoicing too. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I want you to see. Ooh, Lord Jesus, thank you. This friend of ours, this gift of God, this great teacher, he will not budge. There's not even the slightest thought of him leaving you. All he wants you to do is drink and learn how to get filled and stay full. He said, if you'll stay full of me, I'll flow out of you. And I'll show you things and I'll do things in you and with you and nobody can stop you. See, the people around you and things around you tell you what you can't have. But God told you, you got everything. Now go get it. Get your stuff. Take back what he stole from you. Stop him from messing over your life. And state your faith, hold truth to the fact that you have been delivered, and don't care what people say, don't care what thing going around you, don't you change. You hold fast to it. If you're not born again, get yourself born again today. You know how you do that? You just come on up here, I'll tell you. and you're watching me, and you never been bold enough to ask Jesus to come in your life, I'm talking to you today. It's your day to give your heart to Jesus. It's your day sitting in your house right now to get healed. It's your day to come out of your depression. Hallelujah.